So I'm Simon Albaugh, and diversity to me is probably just the existence of as many voices and as many opinions and as many perspectives and backgrounds and beliefs as possible. And I think diversity is something that should be a goal, but is often not for other people.
After describing his understanding of diversity, Simon Alba unleashes a part of his identity that he thinks contributes to a diverse environment.
I have this condition that predisposes me to kind of an increased creativity. Like, I write poems and take photos and draw every day. And it's bipolar disorder.
We then examine how bipolar disorder plays a major part in his life.
Could you possibly describe a story where you ever felt oppressed or constrained due to your bipolar disorder?
I think what it is that I often feel like society is set up for people who aren't like me. I mean, what do you want to know about bipolar disorder?
Do you, in terms of like media, like representation, like how do you feel about the way that bipolar people are portrayed? Do you think there's even enough representation?
I guess the only example of that that I have is this movie called Silver Linings Playbook.
You know, it won the Oscar,
It's so good.
right?
But it's about a family who has bipolar disorder, and like it really does a good job of pointing to the notion that oftentimes when one person has a mental illness, there's a family history of mental illness. There's a family history of trying to unpack what could be construed as abuse and stuff like that. So there is that aspect to it that just it becomes an extremely complex psychiatric and psychological situation that takes years to unpack.
If you could say one thing to get others to understand about your bipolar disorder in terms of your identity, what would it be? Like a PSA from Simon.
Something like bipolar disorder is so jarring that no matter what you try to do to make something complex, it'll just be oversimplified as like this very loaded label.
Why do you think that is, though? Like what makes that the case?
Some people just don't want to work with those people, or some people don't know how to work with those people. But
he offers one piece of advice.
just, at least with bipolar disorder, like, encourage when you can and be patient when you can't. I think society is set up so that you are responsible with producing the artifacts of your own life. And I think when living is the only goal you have, you don't have many artifacts to make after that. You have this overwhelming desire just to push everything, to do everything, to just juggle as many things as possible when oftentimes nothing is happening. So a lot of people with bipolar disorder say they have anxiety, but I don't think it's anxiety. I think it's just not being able to keep up with your own thoughts.